Yeah, we're holding the middle of Maisa Shani, Perek Beis, Mishneches. Again, the Mishnah says that HaPorot Sela Mimoyis Maisa Shani, if you're changing over your money of Maisa Shani from Nechoshes, copper coins, into silver coins, so Beishamai Umrim Kol HaSela Mois. You let it change all the value into silver coins, or Beisilu says, Shekel Kesef Shekel Mois. No, you're supposed to leave over to make sure you still have some value of copper coins with you. In other words, you should take off only half of it into silver coins, and the other half you should still leave copper coins, because when you come into Yerushalayim, that's the currency you'll be able to spend right away. You won't have to go to the Shochani, you won't have to go to the exchanger and spend money exchanging it, and then it'll charge too much money. Rather have money on hand. Now, Rabbi Meir says, Ein mechallin kesef uperis al hakesef. Rabbi Meir says you can't be mechallel kesef on kesef. Means if you have kedusha maisi sheni on silver, you can't change it over onto other silver coins. Now the chiddush here is even though you have peris involved, like let's say you have a half a dinner worth of money, and you have a half a dinner worth of peris, and you want to be mechallel both of them onto one kesef, one silver coin. So Rabbi Meir says, still that's also. However, the Chachamim Atirun, the Chachamim say that's Mutta. Since you're also putting some Kedusha of Paris onto the silver coin, you could also already add to it some other silver coins. If you have, let's say, a half of a silver coin of Kedusha's Maisi Sheni, and you have a half a silver coin worth of Paris, you're allowed to put the Kedusha of both of them into one silver coin. Yeah, Mishnah Tes. HaPoyret Selo Sheo Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim. When you bring now your silver coin into Yerushalayim that has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it, and now you want to change it over into copper coins to use for the currency there. So Beishamai Yemir Beishamai says, Kol HaSela Mois. You're allowed to change over the whole silver coin into Nechoshes, into copper coins. Even though you may not use it all, you may have to leave it over, let's say, for next time you come, still you're allowed to change over the whole silver coin, all the money you have, into copper coins. Beis Hillel says no, shekel kesef v'shekel mois. You have to only change over half, a shekel worth of kesef. You still have to remain in silver. Just a shekel's worth of mois, that you could change over into copper. Because Beis Hillel is afraid that maybe you won't spend all your money, and you'll have to leave it over for later, and prutois get room, they don't stay. So you're going to have to change it back into silver coins again, and that's going to cost money, you're going to be wasting the Maisa Sheni. So therefore, at the beginning, only change over half of the shekel into prutois, into Nechoshes. Now, Hadonin Lefnei Chachamim Oimrim, the Talmidim that was sitting in front of the Rabbi Seinu, which was Shimon ben Azra and Shimon ben Zoyma, they also held like Beis Shammai, and therefore they said, Bishloisha dinrim kesef uvedinu mois. They also held that you cannot change over the whole kesef into nechoshes, but rather three dinrim you have to leave to be silver. And only one dinar, in other words, one quarter of it, that could be changed over into mois. But three quarters you still have to leave to be in silver. Rabbi Akiva says, Bishloisha dinarim kesef, three dinarim you have to leave over a kesef of silver, over a vias mois, and the fourth coin that you could change over into mois, into kappa. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is saying that even this fourth coin, the quarter of it, the whole quarter of it, you cannot change over into copper, but only a quarter of that quarter, over revius, and the fourth dinner, only a revius, a quarter of that at a time, could you change over into copper. Rabbi Tarfon says, Arbo Asafre Kesef, you have to have four Asafre of Kesef. In other words, again, can I give this fourth dinner? The first three quarters you have to leave in silver. Now this fourth quarter that you could change over into prutas, that you could change over into copper, even that he says, Yitel abo asafri kesef, he should take out of that four asafris type of coins of silver, and the rest of it could be changed over into prutas, into nechoshesh. Shama Yomim Shamar says, Yanichenu bechanus v'yechu kinegda. Shami says, Yolaru, like Shami says another rate here, don't change over your silver coins at all into copper coins, but rather give your whole silver coin over to your chenbini, over to the chanus, to the storekeeper, and just keep on taking on credit on that silver coin. You keep on taking money until you eat it up. Because Peshama is afraid if you change it over into Nechoshesh, maybe you forget that Nechoshesh, the copper coins, have Kedusas Maisa Sheni on it, and you use them at Teres Chulin. So therefore the best thing is just take straight your silver coin of Maisa Sheni and give it to the Chenveni, give it to your storekeeper, and on that you keep on taking money, you keep on taking food to eat for Teres Maisa Sheni. Mishnah Yud. A person that had a few children, and half of them were tahor, and half of them were temeim. So the lochru is maniach es hasel v'yemer. He has a right to put down the seller, the silver coin of Maisisheni, and say like this: Masha tahorim shoysim, what the children that are tahor should drink, selazu mechulela salov. This seller of Maisisheni should be mechulul upon what they're going to drink. Nimtza comes out Torim u'tmeim shoysim mikadachas, that even though the children that are tomi could also drink from the same kad, but they're not drinking the Maisa Sheni, he can make it tonight that he only wants the money to be mechulul on the drink that his kids that are Torah are going to drink. In other words, like first they pour off from this jug of wine into two different glasses, and then they say that the Tanai is that the glass that the kid that is Torah is going to drink, that glass, that yayin should become into Maisa Sheni. But the other yayin that the other kids that are Tomei are going to drink, that does not become into Maisa Sheni. That remains Chulin. Yeah, Paragimel. Lo yoymer odom lechadero. A person should not say to his friend, do me a favor, like, take up these pears I have of Maisa Sheni, take it up to Yerushalayim, and lechalek means I'll pay you, like I'll give you a portion of it that you could eat from it. Because that looks like you're using the Maisa Sheni to pay the schar, pay work, and that you're not allowed to do. El Rav Oimelo, you're allowed to tell this person like this, ha'aleim, take up these pears to Yerushalayim, she'neichleim, v'she'nishteim b'Yerushalayim, that they should be eaten or should be drunk in Yerushalayim. Avonoistam zeleze matnas chinam, but you'll have to give one to another a free present, the matnas chinam. So in other words, as long as you don't tell the person, like you're like letting him eat for his pay of the trip for schlepping it, you're allowed to let him eat from it. You're allowed to let him drink from it. Mishnah Beis. Ein loichin truma bekesef maisa sheni. With the money you have of Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to buy truma with it, even though you're a kohen. Because you take away from the eating of it. Because if the truma becomes tomei, then a kohen cannot eat it. Or who adin if the kohen's a tful yomi cannot eat it. But like this, Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to eat. Or better still, I mean, you'd be mamayet bachilosoi, that now only a kohen could eat this Maisa Sheni, whereas before even a Yisroel could eat Maisa Sheni. But enachnami, when the person is tamei, even Maisa Sheni you can't eat. But a tful yom, that's a difference. A tful yom is once you went to the mikvah, then you're allowed to eat the Maisa Sheni. However, truma you're not allowed to. So therefore, you're not allowed to buy with your money of Maisa Sheni truma. For Rabbi Shimon Mat, Rabbi Shimon says it's okay, it doesn't make a difference, even though you're a mayat b'achilosai, now let a kohen eat his truma, that's Maisa Sheni. Omer lehem Rabbi Shimon said like this, Ma im heikel bezivche shlomim, maduch that by a korban shlomim, we are mekel shumevin l'dei pigul v'noise v'tomei, that still it could become l'dei pigul, or it could become noise, or it could become tomei. still we let you buy shlomim with your money of Maisa Sheni. So Leneku Batruma, shouldn't we be Neku that you should be allowed to buy with your money of Maisa Sheni Truma? Omrulloy, they said back to him, Ma'im Heiko Bezivche Shlomim, you know why we'll makeal that with your money of Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to buy a carbon shlomim, Shehen Mutarim Lazarim, because I call upon him, anybody could eat from it. Even Yisrael could eat from a carbon shlomim. Neko Batruma, you want to also be makeal by Truma, Sheasur Lazarim, that Truma is also for Zar, only a Kohen could eat it. So that's called more, you'll be Mamayit Bachilosai, therefore we're not makeal by Truma, by Maisa Sheni, to buy Truma with it. Even though you're allowed to buy a korban shlomim with the money of Maisa Sheni. Mishnah Gimel. Misha hoyuloi moyis v'yushalayim. Whoever has the money of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, v'tzorachlem, and he needs the money. Ulechaveira peris, and Yechaver has fruits in Yerushalayim. So imulechaveira, you have a right to say to Yechaver, listen, harei hamoyis eilu, the money that I have that has kedushas Maisa Sheni on it, mechulolon al perisecha, should be mechulol, the kedusha should go off my money onto your peris. Nimtza comes out, ze oicho peroise betoira, this person now has to eat his fruits, betoira, because it has kedushas Maisa Sheni on the peris. The haloy of the other person with the money now, oiset tzorka b'moisav, he's allowed to do whatever he wants to do with his money, because the kedusha went off the money into the peris. For lo yoyme kein li amoritz, you're not allowed to say this to my amoritz, elu b'demai, only on peris that took off Maisa Sheni, b'demai b'teris asofik. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe the amoritz will not be noyeg kedusha with the Maisa Sheni, but maybe lead it with b'tumah. So therefore, we only tell him he can make this exchange by demai, which is only a suffix, but chlalav it has maisa sheni altogether. But by vade maisa sheni, we don't tell this to an amoritz. Mishnah Dalit, peiros b'Yerushalayim. Let's say
somebody have fruits of chulin, peiros of chulin in Yerushalayim.
O moyis b'medina. Now your money of maisa sheni is outside Yerushalayim. Oima, still you have a right to say, Harei hamoyu sahim, the money that I have, wherever they are, mechulolam al peiros elu, should be mechulol, the kedusha should go off the money onto these peiros that are here now in Yerushalayim. What about the opposite? Moyus b'Yerushalayim, you have the money of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, or peiros b'Medina, and the peiros is outside Yerushalayim. Oima, you have a right to say, Harei hamoyus elu, this money that has kedushas Maisa Sheni, mechulolam al perisheim, should be mechulu, should be taken off and going on to those peris that are b'medina. But obavad providing shiyalo haperis v'yeyochlu b'yushlaim. Of course, you have to take up these peris now and bring it into Yerushalayim, because now these peris have kedushas Maisa Sheni, and that's the loch, you only let eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim.
Mishnah Hei. Moyois nichnosos liyerushalayim v'yotzos. Money of Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to bring it into Yerushalayim, and the same thing, you're allowed to take it out again outside Yerushalayim. But operas, but fruits of Maisa Sheni, nichnosim, like you're supposed to bring them into Yerushalayim. But once they come into Yerushalayim, v'yainim yotzim, you're not allowed to take these peras of Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Af ha peiros, no, even peiros, even fruits of Maisa Sheni, nichnosim v'yetzim. You're allowed to bring them in, and then you're allowed to take them out outside Yerushalayim. And the Rishami says the pshat is that even though, of course, you're not allowed to take the peiros out to leave them outside, but you're allowed to take them out for a short time to be used. Let's say you want to grind them outside Yerushalayim, or you want to bake with them there, so you're allowed to do this outside Yerushalayim, but of course with a tenai, with a condition that you plan to bring it back into Yerushalayim.
Mishnah Vav. Peiros shenigmaru melachton. Fruits that were nigmaru melachton lemaisros. In other words, there was a third grown, and you made a pile out of them already, that you mechuyev not to take off shumas lemaisros.
And the Ovru B'Torich Yerushalayim, so these peiros you brought into Yerushalayim, the halacha is Yachzor Maisa Sheni Shalhem
Even if you take these peiros outside Yerushalayim, and there you take off the afroshes trumas of Maisrois, but the peiros of Maisrois Sheni you have to bring back to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. In other words, you're not allowed to be poido these peiros, because this Tana holds that matonish lohurmu kamisha hurmu domi. So it's considered like the peiros of Maisrois Sheni was brought into Yerushalayim. Once was brought into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poido it. However, what's going to be v'shaloi nigmur malachton? Let's say the peiros were not finished; they did not have a chiyuv of trumas to ma'isus yet, or else salei anovim legas. You have a barrel salei anovim of grapes that legas you first plan to put to the gas where you're going to dricha sagash, where you're going to press them out to make wine out of them. Or else for Sale Tainim Lamuksa, you have a basket full of tainim, full of figs, that you plan to dry out, to spread them out. So there's these peiros were not Nigmur Malachtam yet. So Beishamayim says, Yachso Maisa Shein Shalhem, V'yachob Yushlayim. Still later, when you take off Trumas and Maisus and you have your Maisa Sheini, these peiros you have to bring back to Yushlayim. It's like the Mechitzas of Yushlayim was Kolotem, that these peiros you have to only eat in Yerushalayim, you can't be part of them. However, Beis Hillel says no, Yipodeh, since these peiros were not Nigmur Malachtam when they were in Yerushalayim, so therefore it wasn't Kolot, therefore when you take them outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be part of them. V'yeyocho b'chol mokum, you could eat it any place you want. In other words, it was not considered like the peiros of Maisa Sheni was in Yerushalayim, but rather, whenever you take off the afroshes truma of Maisa Sheni, if you want, you could be poida the kedusha of the peiros onto money, and the money you'll eventually bring up to Yerushalayim, and the peiros you could wherever you want. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudu Eimer, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Leimer Rabbi Yosi, Loinech Luku Beishamer Beisilul. There's no machlokes between Besham and Besilol al peiros shele nigmur malachton, on fruits peiros that were not finished its malacha, that it was not chal the trumas or maisuris when it was in Yerushalayim. So in such a case, when you take it outside Yerushalayim and you are mafresh trumas or maisuris there, you have your maisa sheni outside Yerushalayim, she yipode maisa sheni shalehem, that you're allowed to be poide that maisa sheni onto money. And the fruits, the peiros, you could eat any place. Just the money you bring up to Yerushalayim. On this case, there's no machloikis. Where is the machloikis? Ala peiros shenigmur malachton, on peiros that there was a gemar malachton, and it was in Yerushalayim. Even though before you took off the trumas and maisus, just these peiros were the nigmur malachtam that the zechiya to take off the trumas and maisus. So shevei shama yomrim yachzo maisus sheni shalhem v'yeyochev Yerushalayim, that even though you take it outside Yerushalayim and you make it into trumas and maisus there, still you have a chiyuv to bring the peiros of maisus sheni back into Yerushalayim. You cannot be poided them onto money, because the matonish lehurmu is kimishurmudami. Beis Hillel says, though, no, ye poda, that you could be poda this peiros onto money. V'yeyocho b'chol mokum, and then the peiros you could eat wherever you want. And then the money you bring up to Yerushalayim like regular peiros of Maaseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Now we have demai. Let's say you have peiros of demai inside Yerushalayim. V'ademai nichnas. V'yoytzei. Even though you have peiros of Maisa Sheni brought into Yerushalayim of Demai, you're still allowed to take it outside Yerushalayim and be poided with there. Even though by regular Maisa Sheni, we learned once it comes into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poided with it. But if it only was from Demai, which means fruits you bought off an Amoritz, that we all have a suffix if they took off Trumas and Maisus or not. That we take off Trumas and Maisus is only Minas suffix. This suffix you're allowed to again take outside Yerushalayim and be poided with outside. Mishnah Zayin. Ilon Shuhuay made bifnim. You have a tree that the ik of the bark of it is inside Yerushalayim. V'noite lachutz, and the branches go outside Yerushalayim. Now, Oi made bachutz v'noyta lefnim, or else the opposite, that the bark of the tree was outside Yerushalayim, and the branches are going over into Yerushalayim. Mikineger ha'choyim lefnim k'lefnim. So it depends. Any part of this tree that's inside the wall of Yerushalayim is considered like inside Yerushalayim, and you're allowed to eat the pear, you're allowed to eat your ma'aser sheni there. Mikineger ha'choyim lechutz. What's outside the wall of Yerushalayim is considered like outside Yerushalayim, that you're not allowed to eat the peiros there. Now, botei habadim, that means the houses of the press, we used to press out the olives to make oil, to make shemen zayis, shepischeihem lefnim, that the opening, the door, is inside Yerushalayim, v'chalolin lachutz, but the chalal, the air, the space of the house, is really outside Yerushalayim. Or else the opposite way. Oy shepischeim lachutz, the entrance, the door, was outside Yerushalayim. V'chalolim lefnim, the actual house itself, the chalal, the air of the house, was inside Yerushalayim. So Beishamai, Oymrim Beishamai says, ha'koyok lefnim, everything is considered like inside Yerushalayim, inside the chaymer, and therefore you can eat ma'aser sheni there. Ubeisilah Mesilah says again, no, it does not, we don't look at where the opening is, where the chalal is, we look lemetzias where we are. Mikineket ha'choyim lefnim k'lefnim. What's the inner portion of the wall of Yerushalayim, whatsoever is there, is considered like inside Yerushalayim. Mikineket ha'choyim v'lachutz k'lachutz. What's outside the chaymus of Yerushalayim, we consider like outside Yerushalayim, that the ma'aser sheni, you cannot eat there, and then you could be paid the money outside Yerushalayim. Mishnah Ches, halishchois benuyas ba'kodesh u'psuchas lachoel. Halishchois, that means different rooms, that was inside the Azara, which is in the chotzer of Beis HaMikdash, which was built ba'kodesh, it was built in the Azara, but the psuchim, the entrances, the doors, was lechur, was the outside the harabayas. So lechur is toichon, inside these rooms, choyl, has a lechur like choyl. Because you go boss to the Pesach, where the opening is. Since the opening is outside, it has lechur like choyl. But the gagosayim kodesh, on top of these rooms, since the actual room itself is inside the Azara, the roof has kedusha. What about Benuyas Bachoil? It was built really outside on Choil, not in the basement, not in the Azar itself, but Upsuchas Lachoidish, the entrance, the door, opens up into the Kodesh. Is Alocha Teuchen Kodesh, then we go bust the Pesach again, that the inside is considered Kodesh. The Gagoyseim Choil. However, here, Lamaisa, the top of it, the roof, is called Choil, because Lamaisa was built Bachoil, not in the Kedusha of the Azar. What about Benuyas Bakoidish Ubachoil? It was built half in the Azor and half outside. Upsuchas Lakoidish Ulachoil, also it's opened up to both places, to the Kodesh and to the Choil. So Toichome Kagoseyem, the inside and the roof, here it depends. Mikineged Akoidish Vulakoidish Kodesh. Whatever is in the part of the Azor with the Kodesh has a locha like the Azor, that's Kodesh. But Mikineged Hachoil Vulachoil, whatever part is towards facing the choil, the outside, choil has a loch like choil. Here we don't go bosa Pesach, because it has both milas inside teichum and gag and choil and the lufnim. Therefore we go bosa lemetzias, what's inside is inside, and what's outside is outside.
Mishnah Tes. Ma'ase sheni shenichnas liYerushalayim. If somebody brought in ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim, v'nitumo, but the ma'aser sheni became tumi. So now, bein shenitumo b'yava tumah, where it became tumi from an ava tumah, and therefore it becomes a rishon tumah. Bein shenitumo b'vlad tumah, and therefore it only becomes a sheni tumah. Bein b'fnim, bein b'chutz, whether it became tumi in Yerushalayim, or whether the ma'aser sheni became tumi outside Yerushalayim, and then you brought it inside Yerushalayim. So the locher is, Beishamayim says, Yipode, you're allowed to be poided this ma'aser sheni, even though it's inside Yerushalayim, but since it's tamei, since you can't eat it, you're allowed to be poided it onto money.
But v'yeyochel hakol b'fnim, this money still you have to spend and eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to buy food and eat the food inside Yerushalayim. Chutz mishenitma v'yavatum v'chutz, excluding if the ma'aseh sheni became tamei from Navatum outside Yerushalayim, then since she brought it into Yerushalayim when it was tamei, the tumah chamura, then we say it's loikol tol mechitzas here, and therefore after you paider it, you have to take it outside and eat it outside Yerushalayim. But otherwise, even though you paider it, and that means not only with the money do you have to buy food to eat in Yerushalayim, but the pri itself also, that was tamei, you also have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. However, Beisil says, Hakil yipodi v'yochol b'chutz, no, anytime the ma'aseh sheni became tamei, now it's not fit to be eaten in Yerushalayim with its kedusha, so therefore you're allowed to be poider, take the kedusha off it, put the kedusha onto money, and now these fruits are like chulin, and you can eat it wherever you want, even outside Yerushalayim. Chutz mishenitno bivlad hatumah bifnim, excluding only if the ma'aseh sheni was first brought into Yerushalayim when it was tor, and there it became tamei from a rishon l'tumah, that it only became a sheni l'tumah, such a case when you poider it, here Beishami agrees that the first payrus you still have to eat inside Yerushalayim. You still have to be poider it, and with the money, of course, you buy oichol tahor that you can eat in Yerushalayim. However, the original ma'aseh sheni also, you still have to eat inside Yerushalayim. Since the mechitzas were colored, since when it first came in, it was tor, and the tumah was not so strong, it was only a tumah of lat ha-tumah, therefore the payrus you still have to eat inside Yerushalayim.
Yeah, Mishnah Yud, halokuach bekesef ma'aseh sheni shenitmo. In other words, you brought the money of ma'aseh sheni into Yerushalayim, and you bought food there with the money, and now this food that has the kedusha of ma'aseh sheni became tamei. So locher is yipodeh, even though it's inside Yerushalayim, still you let it be poider it, and then you can eat the peres pateres chulin, and with the money again you buy new peres for ma'aseh sheni. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, in such a case, you cover. No, this food now that you bought with the money of ma'aseh sheni, you have to like bury it. In other words, since it has its tummy now, you can't eat it, and you can't be paid of this ma'aseh sheni. Omru lele Rabbi Yehuda, so Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Umo im ma'aseh sheni atzmoi, shenitmo, like maduch, if the ma'aseh sheni itself that became tummy. You could be paid the ma'aseh sheni into money and then buy new food. If so, halakuach b'kesef ma'aseh sheni shenitmo. If these fruits were not really ma'aseh sheni, just you would took the money of ma'aseh sheni and now you bought these fruits with the mois of ma'aseh sheni that became tamei, ain't it then, isn't it for sure she yipoda that you could be paid? The Lord has less of a kedusha now. So madach by the more chomedic kedusha could be poider. For sure, for the less kedusha could be poider. Or malehem, so if you said back to Meloy, no. Im amartim b'maisi sheni yatzmoy. If the locher is only said by maisi sheni itself that becomes tamei, that you could be poider it. Shekein hu nifte b'tor b'richag mokum. Because the peiros of maisi sheni itself, when it's outside Yerushalayim, there is a din pidgin, even though the peiros are tor. You could take the kedusha off the peiros and put it into money. If so, teyomu you want. So therefore, you understand why if the peiros become tamei, also you could be poida and take the kedusha off the peiros. However, teyomu you want to tell me belakuach bekesef meiser that the peiros you bought with the money of meiser sheni sheina nifta v'tor berichag mochem, that those peiros that were bought with the money of ma'aseh sheni, you can never be paid to them. Even if they're outside Yerushalayim, as long as they're tor, you can't be paid to it. So the same halacha he holds applies even when the peiros become a tamei. But l'mais, however, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tzvi shelakochoi b'kesef ma'aser. If somebody bought a tzvi, a deer, with the money of ma'aseh sheni, v'mais, and then the deer died. So the locher is yikover ayidei oiroi. You have to bury it with its skin. In other words, you can't be poide kochim lachilon klovim. Therefore, the tzvi that died is not fit only for klovim. Therefore, you can't be poide it. Therefore, you have to bury the whole thing.
Rabbi Shimon says, Yipode, no, you could be poida, this tzvi that died. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to be poida kochim that have became a balmum, even though now you'll only eat it, you'll only give it to klovim. Now, lokochoi chai ushchotoi v'nitmo. Let's say you bought a tzvi, a deer, when it was alive, and it became tomei after shchita. In other words, you bought the tzvi, and you shechted it when it was still tor, and then it first became tomei. So lochrus yipode. Now you're allowed to be poided this kedin ma'isi shein that became tomei. Even though Rabbi Yehuda argues in the first mishnah, however over here he's moided by the tzvi shenishchat v'nitmo shiyifta, since you bought it chai. And therefore, it doesn't add a locha, ki yichag nimcha makam, she yochal ilicha b'chol makam she yirtza. Therefore, that's din of Ma'aseh Sheni itself, that you could be poiderit. However, Rabbi Yossi says, yikovir, no, you have to bury it. But he's machmir, even though you bought this tzvi when it was alive, chai, still it has locha like Paris that were bought with the mois of Ma'aseh Sheni, that you can't be poiderit them. Therefore, yikovir. Lokhoi shochot v'nitmo harei kaperis. In other words, you bought this tzvi, this deer, with the money of Ma'aseh Sheni, and you made a shchiter on it, and then it became tomei. So harei kaperis. This has the same halacha like you bought peris with the money of Ma'aseh Sheni, which is totally in the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, if you could be poider it or not. All right, turn over. You're up to Mishnah Yud Beis. Hamashil kankanim l'maiseh sheni. If you lend your barrels to maiseh sheni. Now the case here, let's say you have wine of maiseh sheni, and now you have to take it out of the bore and put it into a barrel. So if you know like it's your own barrel and you want your barrel to stay yours, you only like lending it right now to maiseh sheni, therefore afal pi shagofon, even though you close up, you seal up the barrel, still, loikona maisa, the barrel like does not belong to maisa, it's still your barrel. When you come to Yerushalayim and sell it, you don't have to sell the barrel, it's still called yours, it has no kedushas maisa sheni on it yet. What about zolaf l'seichen stam? Let's say you stam poured the wine of maisa sheni, stam, you didn't say like you're only lending it now, but you stam put the wine into your own barrel. So actually, Gofan, before you sealed up the barrel, you didn't put a seal on it yet, loikonomizer. Then the barrel still belongs to you. You could change your mind, like pour it off into some other barrel. The barrel is still yours. It doesn't have Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni on it yet. But Misha Gofan, once you seal up this barrel of wine, and the wine was from Ma'aseh Sheni, then we say, konomizer, that you mean like to give over your barrel to the Ma'aseh Sheni also, and therefore when you come to Yerushalayim, now you have to sell the barrel also, and use the money to buy food for Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni. Now the Mishnah says another Chiddush, actually gofon oilas b'yechurumeya. If you have one barrel of Ma'aseh Sheni, or now it's talking about Truma, you have one barrel of wine of Truma. So we know the locher is that Midirabonin is a din meduma, that it's usher until it comes bottled 1 in 100. So if you have one barrel of truma wine that mixes into 100 barrels of chulin wine, it becomes bottled. That's when kolzman you didn't seal up, close up the barrel. So actually gofen oilas b'yechurumeya. It's not that choshev, therefore it's bottled 1 in 100. However, misha gofen, once you sealed, you put a cover on top of the barrel of wine, then mekatshoyz b'chol shein. Even 1 in 1,000 does not become bottled, because then we say the barrel of wine that's sealed is called the dov choshev, and therefore it's not bottled. So that's loch of meduma. All 1,000 barrels has a suffer truma that you have to eat it pateras truma and not pateras chulin. Another loch is, actually, gofon, before you sealed up the barrel of wine, toirim me'achas alakoil.
If you have, let's say, 100 barrels of wine here, that's tevel. You do not take off the truma semaisras. So the halacha is you could take off one barrel for truma for all 100 barrels. In other words, if they're not sealed yet, it's considered like one big gathering of wine, that you can take off one for all the rest of them. However, Misha Gofan, once you seal the barrel of wine, then we say each barrel is like a thing by itself. Therefore, Torah Mikolachas V'Yachas, you have to take off Trumas and Maestras, each one separately. Otherwise, it's called Shlem Min HaMukuf. You can't take off one for all of them. Now, since you already sealed the barrels, each barrel is like a thing by itself. It has to have its own Trumas and Maestras. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Beishamai says, Mefateach Umaore Legas. Here we're talking about like this. Somebody has his money of Maaseh Sheni that it brought to Yerushalayim, and there he wants to buy some wine. And somebody now is selling wine, but he's selling the wine in a barrel. So now how do we separate to say that when you pay the money, you only want the wine to be Kaddish for Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, and not the barrel? As if to say clearly, I'm only buying the wine, even though you're receiving the barrel with this money, you do not want the barrel to be sold for this money. So how do we separate it? So Beishama Yermir Mefatech, you have to open up this barrel of wine, Umar Lagas, and pour it back into the bore, pour it back into the pit where you made the wine, and that's clearly you're only selling the wine and not the barrel. There's no other way out. Because Kolzaman, the wine is in the barrel, then when you pay the money with the money of Maaseh Sheni, you're buying the barrel also. Beisilu says no, there's a way out. Mefateach V'Eina Tzarech Loris. The moicher, the one that's selling you the wine, should just open up the barrel, take off the closed cover. By taking off the cover, that shows us that he doesn't mean to sell for this money the barrel. He only means to sell to you the wine for this money. Now, b'med devarim amurim, when is this said according to Beis Hillel that it's enough for the moicher just to open up the barrel of wine? B'mokim shadakim limochas tumas. When usually people sell a closed barrel of wines. Therefore, the fact he opened up this wine, that the barrel, it shows he doesn't mean to sell the barrel. But if the normal manner of the place is that they sell barrels, opened up barrels also, so then then the barrel does not go out l'chulin, but rather when you buy it, the barrel also has kedushas Maaseh Sheni. But if the lakeach like or the moicha wants to be machmir, in other words, he wants to speak out clearly and says like this, limchor b'mida, that I'm selling you exactly 20 ounces of wine for $5. Then yotza kan kanun l'chulin, since he spoke out clearly and says exactly how much wine he's selling and how much you have to pay for each ounce. So then clearly the sale is only on the wine and not on the barrel. Then when you spend your money of Maaseh Sheni to buy this wine, it is not included in the barrel, that does not have the kedusha of Maaseh Sheni. Rabbi Shimon says, Af ho'im l'chaveru, the same thing if somebody says to his friend, Chov yezu ani moich l'cho, chutz mikankanim. In other words, if you speak out clearly, it's enough. It means really the chov yezu ani kankanim is the same thing here. But it means to say, if somebody says clearly, I'm selling you the wine, and not the barrel. If the moicher says clearly, I'm not selling you the barrel for this money, so then yotza kan kan l'chulin. Then the barrel goes out l'chulin and does not have the kedushas Maaseh Sheni, because it's like clearly with the money, you're only buying the wine and not the barrel.
You're up to Perek Revi. Mishnah Aleph. Ha moilich peiris Maaseh Sheni mimokam ha yoiker limokam hazil. If you travel, you take your Maaseh Sheni from one place where it's yoker, it's worth more. In other words, like the same barrel of Paris, but here in this side of town it's worth $10, and the next side of town it's worth $12. Or else the opposite, the mimokim hazer l'mokim hayoker, you take your Paris from a place where it's cheaper to a place where now you can get more money from it, for it. The locker is poideyu kishar mekoymai. When you go to be poiderit now, like you want to change over your meiser into money, you have to be poiderit at the place where you are, ben l'kulu ben l'chumra. At the place where you are right now, where you want to change over your peiros of Maaseh Sheni into kesef, in order just to be able to carry up the kesef to Yerushalayim, you change it over at the value, what it is at that place, we are changing it over.
What about Hamevi Peirois min HaGerben Leir? If you take the fruits from the Gerben, from the place where you first gathered them together into the city, or else Vekade Yayin min HaGas Leir, you travel, you take in the barrels of wine from the gas, from the wine press, into the city. So Locher is now, it's worth, I mean, of course, it's worth much more now in the city. The Paris and the wine is worth much more now. The Locher is Hashvach L'Sheni. The fact it's worth more right now, that all goes to Maisi Sheni. It's called Maisi Sheni is worth more now. The Tziyosim Mibesoy. That you had to pay to travel or to move it from the gas, from the wine press until your house, that you have to pay from your own money. That you cannot take off from the money of Maisi Sheni. However, now that the Paris is in the city, it's worth much more. It's called the Maisi Sheni had a gain. It became worth more. Mishnah Beis. Poidin Maisi Sheni Kishar Hazel. If you want to be Poidi your Maisi Sheni, you can be Poidi with Kishar Hazel, means in the cheaper price. What does that mean? Kemois Shachendveni Lokayach. The way the Chendveni buys it. The way the Chendveni buys it from the wholesale. And you don't have to do it at the price the way he sells it at the higher price. Or the chenver, the storekeeper, sells it at a higher price, then he buys it out. So when he paid the Maisi Sheni, he could do it according to the cheaper price, not the higher price. And the same thing, Kemois, Shashulchani, Pirit, and Veloi Kemois, Shumitzarif. When you want to change over, if you have prutos, you have these small copper coins of Maisi Sheni, you want to change it over into a silver coin, so you get the value the way the Shechoni, the changer, the way he pays when he changes over his seller. When he buys copper coins for silver, which is at a cheaper price, not the opposite way. When he wants to gather together his pruta shaloi, and he wants to give it away to get a seller shalachayrim. Now, v'yein poidin maisi sheni achsara. When you go to be poida, your maisi sheni, to take the value of the peris onto money, you can't just make an estimate like b'yoymed kolakri kachas, but rather you have to measure out or weigh out to know exactly how much you have. Now, as shedom of yiduv, if the price is yiduv, everybody knows how much a pound of apples are, Yipoda apiyechot. You can be paid the apiyechot. In other words, if you know the person that's buying it right now knows the price, you have a right to rely on him. Whatever he tells you the price is, that's how much you pay. That's how much you change over the Maisi Sheni. The Yeshain Dom of Yidum, if the price is not Yidum and not everybody knows the price, then Yipoda apishleisha. Like if you have your apples now, or we'll soon see you have Kugoin, Hayayin Shekoram, if the wine that began became spoiled, and you want to change it over now from Maisi Sheni into money, you want to be poyder into money, and you don't know the exact price, so you have to have three people to tell you what the price is. The same thing with Perish here. Kivu, if you have fruits that started to rot away, so you don't have the regular price, we have to have three Pekin to tell you how much the price is for these fruits. The same thing with Moyes or Shech Liu, or else you have money that became a little rusty. It's not usable so much. Therefore, if you want to be paid for it now, it has to be done al pi shloisha to know the exact price. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Bal habayis oimer basela. When you want to be paid now, your maisa sheni, you have your paris, you want to change it over into money. Now the bal habayis, the owner says, I'm willing to say this pound of apples is worth a seller. I want to change it into a seller. The acharem of a seller. Somebody else says, I want to give it over to a seller. So locher is balabayis koidim. The balabos, he has the first rights to be paid to the maisa sheni. Mivneishu maisav chaymish. Because the locher is, when the balabos himself is paid to the maisa sheni, he has to add on another chaymish, another fifth. Therefore, we let the balabos do it first, rather than somebody else should be paid to the maisa sheni. What about balabayis seimer baseller? The balabos says, I'm willing to pay a seller for this maisa sheni. The Yachareim, another person says, Ba'asela v'yisser, I'll pay a little bit more for this Maisi Sheni. I'll buy it, I'll be paid for it, for Sela v'yisser. So Eshel, Sela v'yisser kaidim, he has the right to do it first, since that's the Karen of the Pinyon, and he's putting more money into the keren, so the pinyan of the keren is more valuable than the chaimish, therefore he has the right to be poyder it. He's adding on to the keren. Now, how poyder maise sheni shiloy, somebody is poyder his own maise sheni, the locher is maise fall of chamishis. He has to add on another fifth, a fifth milabar, which is really a quarter of the keren. Bein shushaloi, bein shnitlev matana, whether the pears grew by him, or whether he received it for a present. Allah is though, when you want to be poided, though your own maise sheni, you have to add on another fifth. Now the Mishnah says, marime ma maise sheni ketzed. How could somebody like fool play around with maise sheni in order to be poided it, and not have to add on another fifth? You want to be paid, you want to change over your own payrus of maaseh sheni into money, how can you do it without having to adding on an extra fifth? The Mishnah says, Ketzat, Oimer Odom Levnoi Ulevite Hagdolim. A man has a right to say to his oldest son or his older daughter, Liavde Lishevchos or Yivrim, or else to an Eved Ivri or an Omo of Ria, Helech Moyes Elu, take this money, Uvdei Lecho maaseh sheni zeh, and go ahead and be poida this maaseh sheni that I have over here. So like you give them the money for a present, so they are the ones that are being poida this maaseh sheni that doesn't belong to them. It's your maaseh sheni and they're being poida it with their own money. And then of course they give it back to you. So that's the way you could be poida maaseh sheni without adding on the chaymish. But you cannot say like this, livnoi ulevit yaktanim, for your small children, because they're mamish like you, that's not called somebody else is being poided, it's called you're being poided, the Maaseh Sheni. Whereas, Liavdil Shafros Yaknanim, Mefneshi Yodon Ki Yodoi, you can't say this to your own Shif, your own Eved of Kanani, because they belong to you, therefore the money you give them is called Mashakon Eved Kona Rabbi, it's still your own money, so it's still considered like you're being poided, your own Maaseh Sheni, therefore you have to add on another fifth, the fifth. Mishnah, ho yoime de bagurin v'yen biyodemois. You're down by the press now, the wine press, and you want to be paid the maaseh sheni without eating on a fifth. And you don't have any money with you. Like you don't have money to do like the last Mishnah said, to give some money to your friend for a present. You don't have any money with you. So how could you be paid to this maaseh sheni without eating a fifth? However, you tell your friend like this. Listen, I want to give you these pears for a present. Then you say, I have some money in my house, so I'll be poided as maaseh sheni on the money that I have in my house. So it's cool that you're being poided on somebody else's maaseh sheni, therefore you do not have to add on a fifth. Again, you only have to add on a fifth when you're being poided, when you have your own pears of maaseh sheni, and you, the owner, want to change it over into money, then you have to add a fifth. But here, since you gave it away for a present already, it's not like you're maaseh sheni, you do not have to add on the extra fifth. Mishnah Vav. Moshach mimenu maaseh besela. Moshach, you made a kinyan from your friend, it was maaseh, pears maaseh sheni, besela, it was worth a sela, and you're going to buy it now with the money of a sela. And the money should be paid, there should have kedushas maaseh sheni. And you'll keep the payrus. V'lay hispik lifdoisa yachama vishtayim. But lemaisa, he did not give you the seller until the price went up and it was worth now 2 achama vishtayim. So alocher is a noisin loy seller, you only have to pay you one seller, because b'shas he made the meshicha, that's all it was worth. Umistaka the seller, and he has a right to keep a seller, he gains a seller on the deal. In other words, you only pay like $1 and you receive $2 worth of peris. So you receive really the $2 worth of peris maaseh sheni. But the Mishnah says you should know maaseh sheni shaloi. In other words, this peris that you bought now, you only paid $1 for them. So true, $1 worth was paid, the kedusha, the maaseh sheni went off into the $1. But you received $2 worth of fruits. So therefore, even though you have a right to keep him, but the second dollar's worth still has like maaseh sheni on it, that belongs to you, but you have to take it up and eat it in Yerushalayim. What's going to be moshach mimenu maaseh b'shtayim? you went to buy these pears of Maisa Sheni, and you made a Mashiach, and you made up, you paid $2 for them. And by the time you actually went to pay the money, it became decreased, it's devaluated, it was only worth not really one seller. So Lachar is, Noisan loy sella mechulun v'sella shemaisa sheni shaloi. You have to pay him back of the two seloyim that you made up. But the Lachar is really only one seller has kedushas maisa sheni, because right now that's all the peris is worth. And the second seller is chulun, belongs to him. Him hoye ma moritz, let's say it was not moritz, Noisan loy midmai. In other words, if this person is not moritz, so to a not moritz, we can't give money of Maisa Sheni, because we have to be afraid maybe you won't need it betaira, later betuma. Therefore, we can only do this to a not moritz if it's only tamai, if it's only a sofik, the chlalas, if it's mechuyev and trumas and maisa sanat, in the Maisa Sheni. But in the case where it's vav by Maisa Sheni, then you would not be able to give this money to a not moritz. Mishnah Zayin. Ha poide Maisa Sheni v'loi korashayim. If somebody is paid the Maisa Sheni, he set aside the money to be paid to the Paris, but he didn't say, Zeh Pidya Maisa Sheni, Lekor Hashem. So Rabbi Yossi says, Daya, it's enough to setting aside. The fact he was mafresh the money for the value of the Paris, that's enough, Daya, that's enough to Kedushas Chal, even though he didn't speak out, clearly Harezu Pidyan. Rabbi Yudha says no, Sarach Lefarash, you have to explain it clearly. However, Rabbi Yudha says, Sorach Lafarish, you know, you have to say clearly and say, Ze Pidyon HaMaisa. However, the loch is like Rabbi Yossi. Now, Hoye Medabarim Isha Aliske Gita V'Kudusha. If you're talking to a lady about giving her a get, or else about getting married to her, you're just talking to her about it. And then, V'Nosan La Gita V'Kudusha, came out that you really gave her a get, she was your wife, you gave her a get, or else you went to marry her, Veloy perish, Bishashi gave her the money, Bishashi gave her the get. You did not speak out clearly what you are doing. So Rabbi Yossi Yamidaya, again Rabbi Yossi says it's enough. Since you are Suk and Bois Inyan, so we know clearly now when you give her the money, when you give her the get, you mean to do what you're doing. However, Rabbi Yudha says again, no, Tzorach Lafarish, and by get you have to say Areyat Megureshes, and by Kedushin you have to say Alei Areyat Mekudeshes. The Dabra lie that you were talking to beforehand is not enough. And again, here also the Ramah Paskins, Halacha Kerebi Yasi. That Asuk and Biyasinian, that's enough. Mishnah Ches. Hameniach Isor the Ochal Olof Chetziv. Somebody put down an Isor, it's a value of money, and like he said, as much Maisa Sheni as he wants, like until Nisr be Poydurit on this money. Now, what happened was he only had the Paris so far worth half of an Isser. He had a half of an Isser's worth of Paris of Maisa Sheni. So that much Paris was chal onto this money, and he ate it up already. Now, Beholach, he took the money with him. Beholach, Lamokomach, he went to another place. For Rehu Yaitse Befundion. Over there, the Isser was worth much more. It's worth come out like two Isserim. So therefore, there's still like a complete Isser left over now. So Eichel Olovoid Isser, he has the right to be paid now the Paris worth of an Isser. Even though in the first place he really was paid into it a Chatzi Isser. So really there's only a Chatzi Isser left over. But now that he went to a new place and here the money is worth twice as much, there's like an Isser's worth left over now of Chulin, so therefore he can be paid now new Maisa Sheni up until an Isser's worth. What about Hamaniach Punyun, a smaller type of a coin? No, some say that Shnei Surin, that's even more. Hamaniach Punyin, also to be paid, he put it down, and he figured there'll be paid the Maisa Sheni on this. So again, V'yochol Olof Chetziv, he was paid the half of it into Maisa Sheni, was paid the half onto this Punyin. And now V'holach, L'mokomachi went to another place, where it's worth V'harehu Yoytzeb Isser, and here the opposite, it's worth less. Here this Punyin is only worth an Isser. So Eichel Olof Oid Plug. In other words, in this place right now, it's only worth an Isser. So now, when you want to be paid the more Maisa Sheni, you could only be paid a half of an Isser's worth. Because we have to look as if half of it already, you were paid it already before. So half of this money already has Kedushas Maisa Sheni. Only half of it was Chulin. So true, at the beginning it was a punyan, which was worth two isurin. So really a complete isur's worth was chulin. But now that you took this corn to a new place, and this new place, the old corn is only worth an isur, so half of it has already kedushas maisi sheni. So if we want to be poyde right now, you can only be poyde half, only half of the worth of a, half of an isur's worth, you could be poyde the paris of maisi sheni onto it. Now the Mishnah says, ha-maniach isur shel maisi sheni. Let's say you have money already that you appoint the Maisi Sheni on. You have this Isser that you appoint the Paris of an Isser's worth of Maisi Sheni into it. So you take it out to Yerushalayim and you have to buy Paris there. So Oichel Olov Achad Osa B'Isser. You have to spend like 11 times. Achad Osa B'Isser V'Yechod Mimei B'Isser and one of a hundredth of an Isser. Beisham Yemer Beishamai says Hakul Asora. No, everything is only a tenth. Ubeisilam Mesilu says, Bavadai Achad Osor, if it's a Vadai, it's 11th. Uva Demai, when it's only Demai, then Asora, then it's only a tenth. So, some learn Shan the Mishnah like this again, that HaManiach Isis Shem Maisi Sheni. You have the money of Maisi Sheni, and now you take them to Yerushalayim and you want to eat the value of it. So, Oichel Olov Achad Osor B'Isor. You have to eat, like if, let's say, an Isser, you could buy 11 apples with an Isser. So if you eat 10 of them, even though you left over the 11th one, you're ready, it's like bought the bread, since you used up already most of them. The Yechud Mimei B'Isser, Rasua Dinech, one of 100 B'Isser, that if you upon one Isser, you could buy 100, and you leave over 100, so it's already called your Yotze, you ate up already the Maisa Sheni. Beishamai says, Hakil Asora. Beishamai says, Hakil Asora. That means whether it's Demai, whether it's Vadai, if you ate already 9/10 of it, that's enough. Beisilu makes a difference. But Vadai Yachar Asora, you have to eat, like again, 10/11. Over Demai Asora, but Demai it's enough if you ate, and if it was worth 10, if you ate 9 out of the 10, that's enough. That's the way some learn this Mishnah. That if you ate most of it, you only left over one little part of it, still you're ready yotz, it's called the money is yotz l'chulin, that's enough, that's called you ate off the kedusha, the maisi sheni of the money. Mishnah test. Kol ha-moyis hanem tzoyim, whenever somebody finds money in the street, harei l'chulin, you have a right to say it's money chulin, you don't have to be afraid, maybe it's money of maisi sheni. Afilu dinner zov im hakesev im hamoyis. Even if you find a dinner of gold with silver with other money mixed up together, and usually maybe sometimes it's for maaseh sheni this way, still you don't have to be afraid. Only like we had before, only during the regal itself in Yerushalayim, then we have to be afraid it's money maaseh sheni. What about motza besoicha and cheresh? You find in between the money a piece of earthly ware. The cost of all of it's written on it. Meiser, then I raise a Meiser, then we have to be afraid all the money that's found near it also has like Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it, and you have to eat it in Yerushalayim with the Kedushas of Maisa Sheni. Mishnah Yud, HaMoitzi Kli, you find the Kli, the cost of all of it, it's written outside the Kli Korban, the words Korban. So Rabbi Yudah says, Emo Yishocher, if it was made out of earthly ware, is Hu Chulin, for sure the Kli itself is Chulin. Umasher b'teicha korban. What you meant to say is what you keep it inside. That's korban. V'yimhoye shomatchet. Let's say the kli was made out of metal. Then the opposite. Who korban? It has kedusha on it. Umasher b'teicha chulin. What's inside it is chulin. Omru loy. They said back to Rabbi Yehuda. Ein derech b'neyodem lios koinsin chulin the korban. No. Once you tell me the kli matchet has kedusha, he was makdashit. So it's not normal. Usually people don't leave chulin in a kli of korban. Therefore, most probably what's inside it also has kedusha, is also like lehegdish. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha-moitzi kli, if somebody finds a kli, the cost of all of kuf, and the kuf was written on the outside of the kli. So we say korban, most probably it's a simon to say that this kli is a korban, has kedusha's korban on it. Mem, let's say there's a mem written on the outside of the kli, meiser. Then we say it's a simon, at least that what's inside it is for Maisa Sheni. What about Dalad?
then demai. We'll say what's inside it is demai. Test is written in the testaments. Outside, then we'll say tevel. What's inside is a tevel. Tuf, then we'll say truma. What's inside is truma. She b'shas sakona, because at the time of sakona, mashum the goyim, hoyekoisvin tuf tachas truma. People used to write just a tuf outside the kli to remember as a koran that what's inside is really truma. Rabbi Yossi says, Kulan Shemus Bnei Yodim Hei. No, you don't have to be afraid anything has Kedusha here, but rather it's just like the name of the person, like Kufis Kahos, Memus Famosha, Kiyotzavoy. Therefore, you don't have to be afraid it has any Kedusha over here. Omer Rabbi Yossi Gracie says, Afilu Motza Chovius, Afilu you find a barrel, the Malaya Paris is full of Paris, the Kosa full of Truman, it's written on top of the word Truma, Hareya El Chulan, you should know still the Paris inside it, you have a right to say it's regular chulin. Aye, it says the word trum on the outside. Shaniyem, because I'll say, Ishtakad hoysa malaya peris truma pina. It just means like last year, maybe he once used it for truma. And he emptied it out to use it already. What's left over now, we don't have to say, is a truma. Mishnah Yudbeis. Hoymel levnoye, somebody says to his son, Maise sheni bezov yezu. You should know, in this corner right now, there's maise sheni. And later we found it in another corner. Or else, Harei Elu Chulin. Then we say the Paris that you found here is Chulin. Because we say the Paris of Maaseh Sheni was taken away already. And these Paris here that you found in a different corner, it's different Paris, it's Chulin. Hoyeshom Mona. The father said, I had a mona's worth of Maaseh Sheni. Umotso Masayim, you found 200. So, Hashah Chulin, we say the rest of it is Chulin. Mosayim, we told you it was 200 there. Motza money, you found 100. Hakil Maisa, those things is Maisa. So, in other words, in the first case was the father said, I have a mona of Maisa Sheni there. And the son found 200 there. So we say Hashah Chulin means 100 tak is Maisa Sheni. The second 100 is Chulin. What about the father said there was $200 there worth of Maisa Sheni? And he only found the mono 100, so we say the whole thing is Maaseh Sheni. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.